Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I don't know why I'm fascinated with the Epstein case, but if you missed it last night, Ghislaine Maxwell requested that she be released from prison. She formally requested last night through a federal judge that she be released from prison.
That timing's interesting.
Isn't it? Because the file is due to be released by law tomorrow.
I don't even want to talk about this next part, Scott. I think you mention it and we move on. It is so disgusting and so despicable and underscores the urgency of keeping her in a very dark, small, barred space for the rest of her life.
So there were several emails and photos that were released today. One photo appears to show a passage from Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita, beg your pardon, written on different parts of someone's body. The first blurry image shows a line scrawled on her chest. It reads, Lolita.
The book is about a pedophile. We'll leave it at that, Scott.
I'm not going to read that line. Okay. Okay. And then, anyway, then there are several emails, and it's not clear with whom they were communicating, they being either Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell, where one of them writes, that's fine, but they want $1,000 for that girl.
They are negotiating the price of a teenage girl, of a child.
Well, it's not. They are talking about. She was an adult or a child.
They are talking about the cost, and broke down her.
Her name. All of this was. All this part was redacted.
God.
Her name. Her bust size. Her weight. Her height. Her waist size, and then one of the two says, maybe I'll take her, but I'll give her to Jay. Now, who, and it's just the letter J. Who Jay is, we have no idea.
Release the files.
Well, the files are supposed to be released tomorrow.
Not going to happen.
We will see.
Dana, you have misophonia, right?
Yes.
I, too, have misophonia. It's actually horrible.
Is that the noise?
Yeah.
Sometimes Mary Beth and I will be eating dinner together, and I have to get up and go eat in another room because it drives my brain insane.
Yeah.
New study just came out from Things You Don't Know. Misophonia, of course, a condition where everyday sounds like chewing, tapping, or heavy breathing trigger strong irritation or even anger from people who suffer from it. Researchers studying this phenomenon have found an interesting connection, however. People who are highly sensitive to these noises often perform better on tests, measuring real-world creativity and complex problem solving.
We're creative and smart.
Scientists believe this may be linked to the way that their brains process the sensory information. Instead of filtering out the background noise like most people do, misophonic individuals notice more details in their environment, heightening sensitivity, and that can overwhelm them in noisy situations. But it may also give them an advantage in tasks that require attention. It's a superpower.
Yeah. Okay.
Pattern recognition and creative thinking. While being annoyed by chewing sounds like it might feel like a flaw, studies suggest that it's actually a sign of somebody who is more perceptive and has a more analytically powerful mind.
I'll tell you, as I get older, it gets worse. And someone in Hollywood was talking about this a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I don't remember which actress it was. And she says hers is debilitating and that her relatives used to make fun of her for it. And, you know, she's learned to live with it. There's no cure for it. It is what it is. But as I get older, babies crying.
I think that annoys everybody, but yeah. Okay.
I have what I would consider a heightened agitation to that, despite the fact I mothered four of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Water pouring, weird chewing noises. And once—
That sounds like a slurp.
No, that's Dan. And once I notice it, I cannot block it out.
That's the biggest one for me, because if Mary Beth and I are sitting there and we're watching something on the TV and I don't happen to focus on it, we can eat the entire meal and everything's fine. If I lock onto it, it's all I can think about.
It's over.
Yeah.
One day I was in a theater, Scott, and someone was trying to be quiet. And you know how it's worse when you're trying to be quiet? They had smuggled in candy and they were... And you know, my level of agitation at that is much, much higher than anyone else who does not have this. It makes me very, very ragey.
Will you leave a room?
Yes. I've left before when Dan's eating next to me. He knows this. I'm not saying anything he doesn't know.
What about with Johnny?
He doesn't make those weird noises.
What about, you said you've left the room with Mary Beth.
There have been times when I've looked at her and I said, honey, I'm going a little crazy right now, and I picked up my plate and walked into a different room.
You can just say I'm overstimulated right now. I've said that before. I'm sorry, I'm overstimulated right now.
You guys are crazy.
It makes me a jerk, right? Because I'm like, stop chewing with your mouth open. She's like, I'm not. I'm like, okay, I'll just leave the room. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are.
I know I'm the problem. But we have a coworker on this half of the building who likes to chew gum. And I don't know why he refuses to chew gum with
quietly, his
lips together.
Oh!
And he will come and stand at my desk and talk to me for 10, 15 minutes, just chewing gum
and
the
whole
time.
And you're like, stop smacking.
Every ounce of my being to not turn around and just explode.
Does he have a name?
He does.
What is it?
His name will not be shared. We're late for break.
Just tell me in my ear.
The actress's name is January Jones of Mad Men fame. Mad Men fame. Kelly Ripa has it. Kelly Osbourne, Melissa Gilbert.
C-Dot is a bubblegum lip smacker?
I didn't say that.
Intense anger, disgust, or anxiety in response to those triggers, with an inability to focus on anything else when that trigger sound is heard. Yep.
Huh. C-Dot is a bubblegum lip smacker.
Well, Dana, I thought you would like to know that it means that we are smart. It's actually a superpower.
I could have told you that, but yes, I concur.
Well, by the way, don't get carried away, but I couldn't help but notice that over the last 6 or 7 months, I shake my legs, tap my legs, my feet on the floor while we're doing the show. I looked that up. People who shake their legs while engaged in conversation tend to be smarter than the people they're talking to.
Or you have restless leg syndrome.
No.
Dana, do you hear that? That's the sound of grasping at straws.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.